off and running on this Monday night / Tuesday morning. Welcome in. Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan. Your overnight oasis for the next 5 hours, taking you up until the warm-up show at 5 a.m. Of course, the number you know, 888-808-1019. Plenty to discuss. Lots to run down, and certainly want you to be part of it at 888-808-1019. And I would guess that this show will be the first test. This will be the first challenge to see if the USA's Olympic gold medal win in hockey lasts. The buzz of that win lasts more than 24 hours. Because Sunday, that was the story all day today, or yesterday now, that was the story. Everybody's reaction, everybody watching that game, the final event of the Olympic Games, and it lived up to the advanced billing. It was awesome for, I think, the diehard fan. It was awesome for the casual fan like myself. I think it even kind of worked for the person who doesn't watch hockey ever, like the non-sports fan who was just kind of checking out the Olympics. And it certainly lived up to the advanced billing. So I think that this will be the first test to see. I know in the moment, it always feels like, wow, that was such an amazing event. That was such an amazing game and contest that it's absolutely going to have some sort of carryover now. But we shall see. We shall see. And it was an absolute unbelievable scene to watch the U.S. team. And, of course, the game-winning goal there. But this is the first test to see, does this really have any carryover or not? And I will say, you know, as a casual hockey fan, it's not going to have any carryover for me. But, look, I'm an old guy. You know, for the younger kids who are checking out hockey for the first time, could that be the moment they say, hey, you know what, I want to watch more of this? And the only problem is that it seems like the casual fan likes hockey in a lot of different forms, except NHL regular season hockey. The Olympic hockey, it's awesome. That Four Nations they did whenever that was, people ate it up. Even the college hockey, when they get to the Frozen Four, people love it. The World Championships, people love it. Regular season hockey, though, regular season NHL hockey, it just doesn't seem to have that same cachet. And I will say, I spent the day today scrolling through my TikTok feed, and it finally gave me something that I actually was going for, and that was to see the reaction, not only of the Americans and the U.S. fans enjoying it, but more, for me, I like to watch the reaction of crowds being disappointed in sporting events, because that's how I live, right? It's nice to see. Misery loves company. I like to see other fans as miserable as I am when I watch my teams. So seeing large groups of Canadian hockey fans living and dying with the Olympic championship gold medal match and watching it all go away for them in overtime, that was fantastic. And I needed something fresh on my TikTok feed. You know, when I was away on vacation, my entire feed was taken over. Did anybody else get that CIA guy, John Kiriakou? I mean, every scroll, it was this guy telling stories on pop. I'd never heard of him before, and it was almost like he bought TikTok. He was on every single thing. And then, once that finally ran its course after about a week or so, I had Punch the Monkey? In Japan, that little monkey that's getting abused by the other monkeys, and they gave it a stuffed animal because the mother rejected it. So I have to sit and watch those videos all the time, the poor little monkey getting beaten up. So it was nice to see the Canadian hockey fans just absolutely miserable watching the U.S. take away the one thing they thought they had. They live and die with their hockey. It's like, at best, the fourth sport here. But to watch large crowds of hockey fans from Canada absolutely miserable, I got to be honest, I enjoyed it. I couldn't get enough of it. Now, I will say, that has become a trend in the social media world where our fan base loses a playoff game, a championship game, whatever the sport is, those videos do go viral. That is content people like to check out, myself included. Usually, though, I will say, the American sports fans, when those type of things happen, there's a lot more punching of televisions. There's a lot more violence. The Canadian fans, they just kind of, they didn't blow their stack. They just kind of went quiet. They were very, they're very, very hospitable people. And that also goes for when they lose their Olympic dreams and lose the gold medal to the U.S. squad. And look, for Jack Hughes, it's an unbelievable moment. For Team USA, it's an incredible experience. To me, as not a diehard fan, and certainly want to hear from casual fans, the diehard fans, does it have any carryover for you at 888-808-1019, or is it that one thing where you're watching it in the moment? It's fantastic in the moment, but once it's over, you kind of put it away and you go about your life, or is this something now that you think that is going to have some carryover? To me, the best part of it, well, the video of the game-winning goal, not just the way the goal came together, but if you noticed, behind the goal, there were very few American fans there. It was mostly Canadian fans wearing red. And to see the select few American fans celebrating and the Canadian fans just absolutely distraught, maybe it makes me a bad person, but I enjoyed it. I love the video of it and watching it. It was sensational. But the best part of it, the second thing, and the real takeaway for me is that it's nice to have something in this world, in the day and age that we live in this social media environment where everybody's online and everybody's sharing their opinion, where it was actually a unifying moment. Everybody enjoyed it. It brought us together. Now, look, sports, I know people always say, oh, sports always brings you together. It doesn't, because there's always, you know, if you're a Giant fan and they're playing the Cow, there's a lot of Cowboy fans, a lot of Giant fans. So it doesn't all bring us together. This is one event that actually brought us together. And in the day and age where we live, where it feels like we're so separated on all these different, you know, things, politics and all that other stuff that I don't want to get into, it was nice to have something where everybody came together. Everybody enjoyed the moment, everybody celebrated the moment, and everybody was proud that that was our team. Even if that was the first game that you watched, it was hard not to watch that moment. And Jack Hughes, who looks like he's about 10 years old, I mean, doesn't he look like, is it me? Am I just old now where it seems like people who are in their 20s just seem like they're significantly younger than that? But that to me was the absolute best part of it. The fact that everybody celebrated it, everybody enjoyed it. There was no other side. Now, look, obviously the Canadians don't feel that way, but in terms of Americans, it's hard to find events. It's hard to find things that happen that bring us together. And I heard, you know, the Carton Show earlier today, they were talking about tragedies in sports. Unfortunately, tragedies really don't bring us together anymore. A lot of times a tragedy happens and people are pointing, oh, it's this side's fault, it's that side's fault, and it's just more fighting. So to see the U.S. hockey, out of all the things that could bring us together, it was beautiful to see that in terms of a country, in terms of a nation, and in terms of being proud of your country. So lots to do. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number, 888-808-1019. I will say, not for me. Look, I've told you before, I'm not a big hockey guy, and I'm not a big Olympic guy. But I was into that because you can tell those two sides, they were going after it, right? It was important to them. You could see that in just the style of play and the way they were going and the way they were playing. So when there's something on the line like that, it's fantastic. Do I care about the semifinals? No. Do I care about the opening? I wasn't there. I didn't watch it. Maybe it was sensational. Maybe you loved it. That's great. You can love it. I don't have to love everything. I would just say, as someone who's not a big hockey fan or a big Olympic person, if I could just give some constructive criticism to the Olympic Committee, I'm not even sure who would be in charge of this. But after a nip and tuck, hard fought, gold medal game, one team wins, and it's the joy It's the thrill of winning. And then on the other side, you have the agony of defeat. Perhaps, just maybe, that might not be the time to hand out stuffed animals to the losing squad. Could you, may, and I know apparently, I've never seen it before, but apparently it's a thing that they do with all, it's a, like the mascot for whatever the country is that's hosting the games. Apparently they do this for all the medals. It's a different situation with the hockey. You know, if you're a skier or if you're a skater or you're a curler, you know, in other environments, you win the silver. That's a real accomplishment. I was a silver medalist. That's an accomplishment to win any medal out of all the people that are competing. That's a real accomplishment. With the pros involved, it's not an accomplishment. Like the guy, like the Canadian team, do you think that they're going home and they're looking at their silver medal and, wow, this was unbelievable. We won the silver. No. They probably threw it in the trash. They probably never want to see it again. It's a source of pain. And to have them out there on the ice getting their silver medals and then being handed stuffed animals, I don't know. Just seemed like the wrong time. And was it Nathan MacKinnon was looking at that stuffed animal like he wanted to punt it right into the stands. So I would just say, might not be the time. Might not be the way to go about the. If you want to hand out the stuffed animal, maybe, you know, maybe later in the locker room, maybe you mail it to them later on. Hey, by the way, you were involved in the Olympics. Here's a little Beanie Baby thing that you can probably sell down the road. But unbelievable performance by the U.S. In terms of the carryover, I know that that will be the main talking point moving forward for this. And I would say for Jack Hughes, it is definitely going to raise Jack Hughes' Q rating, right? Like, he is going to be much more famous as a result of that game-winning goal. And people, you know, outside of diehard hockey fans will know the name Jack Hughes from now on. Outside of the tri-state area, I think most people, most sports fans know the name Jack Hughes, even if they're not big hockey fans. But so it will definitely raise his Q rating. He'll probably see more endorsements now. He'll be maybe more of a face for hockey, which is awesome. Great for them. In terms of growing the game, we've been down this road. We've already been down this road 1,000 times. There's always events that happen for these lower, you know, I don't want to say make it seem bad, but the outside of the top three sports, if it's soccer, they talk about it. If it's women's sports, they talk about it. If it's hockey, they talk about it. This is going to grow the game. And I don't know, maybe this time will be different. But I think that these things kind of wear off very quickly. So for the people that enjoyed it, for the diehard hockey fan who is living and breathing with that moment, unbelievable. It was great, a great game. It lived up to the advanced billing. Sometimes that doesn't always happen. Sometimes you get into these situations and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't live up to what you thought. Ah, this is going to be an awesome game, an awesome match. This one was. And for the U.S., an unbelievable moment. And nice to see that even in this day and age, we can have something that brings us together as a country. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Let's start things off on the phones with Gene is in Manhattan. Gene, you're first up on the fan.
Thanks so much for taking the call. I appreciate it. I just want to rattle off a couple of very quick points. There's a plethora of takes on the game. First of all, Ranger fans, I'm a diehard one. Season ticket holder. Who cares that it was a devil that scored the goal? It's right. USA first. All right. Number two, John Cooper complaining that it's a 3-on-3 that ends the gold medal. Even though I agree, I never think that 3-on-3 should end a gold medal match. Just like I don't agree the World Cup should end on PKs. Something that happens, you know, 1% or just barely shouldn't decide the most important game. But I didn't hear him complaining in 2010 when they won 4-on-4. My third point, really quickly, 1980, how great that team gets to pass the torch and remove this like burden on their shoulders of carrying U.S. gold. So great that they get to pass it off to a new generation. It's something that the 94 Rangers squad, I bet, just wishes they could do because they're tired of carrying this franchise. And the last thing I just want to say, this USA team and watching this hockey as a diehard Ranger fan, it's the equivalent of going on like summer vacation or you're in summer camp and you have the time of your life and you got to just come home to utter hell and you just and you just know it. And I'm so upset that Chris Drury ruined this team, and I'd love to hear your take on it.
Well, Gene, look, I'm not a diehard hockey fan. I know the Rangers have gone through a very difficult season, and Drury is the main talking point, obviously. In terms of the Canadian part of this, I love watching the bitterness of the losing side. And, you know, for the comments about being 3-on-3 hockey, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You weren't if you didn't mention it beforehand, don't mention it afterwards. Win with class. And if that were the only comment, you know, 3-on-3 is really not the best, I would leave it there. But you've seen so many comments about, you know, we really were the better team. Here's the thing, and this is not debatable. Sports are decided. The better team in every sport, no matter what the game is, no matter what it is, it's always decided by who won. That's the better team. Now, they might not always be the most talented team. They might not have played their best game throughout. But if you win the game, you're the best team. That's how we figure out who the best team is. We put these teams together. We make moves. We hire coaches. We come up with strategies. And then the contest is the games. And whoever wins the games, they're always the best team. And that drives me nuts. Oh, this team wasn't the best team, but they won. No, that's the test. Playing the game. And if you win the game, yes, you are the best team. So a lot of bitterness coming out of the Canadian side. And look, it's been a rough go of it for the Canadian side. Like I mentioned the other night when I was on Saturday night, think about how much is riding on Canada. They haven't won a Stanley Cup in forever. I think the last one was 93. I meant to look that up. I forgot. I think it was 93 the last time. That's even before the Rangers won a cup. That's how long ago that is. And just in terms of the Canadian sports fan, they lose the men's gold. They lose the women's gold. And going back to the baseball, they lost the World Series that they should have won in the Blue Jays. I mean, that's a rough go of it in the last 12 months. So, yeah, there's a lot of bitterness on that. So I love to see it, but it's all ridiculous. It's all ridiculous. Oh, well, we controlled the game. We know who the better team was. Obviously, yeah, we do know who the better team was. The better team won the game. You weren't the better team. You could be the more talented team. You could be driving the all that type of stuff. That's why we have a scoreboard, right? It's not judged. It's not ice dancing or ice skating. There's an actual scoreboard, and that determines who wins and who losses and who loses. And whoever wins, yeah, they're the better team. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. Let's go out to Tony is in Montreal. Tony, next up on the fam.
How you doing, Gordon?
Tony, how you feeling, pal?
I'm feeling good. I mean, I'm feeling as good as the Americans felt when they lost in Vancouver. They had the silver on their necks, and they accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the silver last night, and or whatever it is, a couple of nights ago,
mm-hmm.
Or last night. And we just, you know, I mean, we got to live with that. You know, I know the euthanasia departments in all the hospitals went crazy on Sunday night. So in Canada, that's a joke, by the way.
All right.
I know that went over flat, but you didn't. Right. I don't know if you caught what I meant by that.
No, I got you.
But of course, I mean, you know, Gordon, the Canadian country as a whole, obviously, we're deflated. But you know, we're a polite people. We played against the best. We wanted to play against the best, and they bested us on that one night. You're right. When you play a hockey game, you could outshoot a team 60-15, but if you guys score 3 goals, you win the game. Game is over. You won the game. So, you know, in all sports, okay, Rocky Marciano knocked out Jersey Joe Walcott in the 13th round, and he was getting beaten to a pulp for the first 12 rounds, right?
Absolutely.
But one punch settled the fight. Everyone up to that point said Marciano was a dud. But when he knocked out Jersey Joe, everybody on one side said, hey, he is a champ. So kudos to the champs. The Americans deserved it. I think that they had a better defense. That night, you had the better opportunities.
Sure,
you took advantage of your opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Bolden, I don't know if he'll ever score another goal that's as beautiful as that one. It's a magical goal. You got to admit that tapping the puck to yourself, going through two amazing defensemen, and then beating Binnington's not a slouch, and he beat him. So you got to say that's a magical goal, just as nice as the second goal that won the game in overtime. So both goals were great goals, and you have all the right in the world to toot your horns, the same way Canada was tooting their horn in Vancouver. And, you know, at the end of the day, I got to tell you, the classiest thing for me in that game was seeing Johnny Hockey's jersey,
right,
Johnny Boutreau's jersey
right.
out there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
His kids, you want to tell you the truth, you know? I'm a tough guy. I played, I played junior hockey, and I'm an older guy. I'm much older than most of you guys at the radio station, and it brought a tear to my eye to see little Johnny Boudreaux's kid, the boy out there, and his daughter. It means everything in the world to me to have my kids. And, when you see tragedy like that, and what really got me was the dad, the granddad in the stands, and mm-hmm. he was crying, you know, the whole thing about hockey that, you know, the difference in hockey to the Americans, number one, it's a regional sport. It's not national yet, but it's getting there. Okay. And the thing about Canada, hockey is a national pastime the way football is a pastime
yes.
to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, what you guys have caught on is that hockey is a humility sport. It's not a cocky sport. It's a lunch bucket sport. The guys that you see come into the NHL, those kids are farmer kids off farms in Saskatchewan. They're up in they come out of the forest at Rouyn-Noranda in Quebec. They come out of Buckingham, Quebec, where Lafleur came out. What I'm saying is they come out of middle class and lower middle class society, but they come into the game with humility, and they play the game like you see when you see the great players that are in the game today, like Crosby. He's a gentleman, and the Americans love him, and he's loyal to Pittsburgh, as was Mario Lemieux. And what we like in what we like about the Americans is that you adopt our great hockey players, and you love them like your own. You love them like they're your cousins, your lost cousins, and you make us feel great to be part of your fabric, of your society. And if you're going to accept our game like that, and you're going to love our game, and you're going to bring yourselves up to our level, well, we have to have challenges like that. If the Russians aren't around, then we got to play the Americans. And if we're going to lose to anybody, I'd rather lose to the Americans than to another country that maybe doesn't like us so much. Like this issue about this political stuff, I don't see it. I went to school in the U.S. I went to school in Maine. I played against John Tortorella. I played against Mark Hardy. I played at a high level of hockey. I didn't make any enemies. I made friends. Hockey is a family. And the proof of that was Johnny Boudreau. Johnny Boudreau and the American team proved to me that hockey is a family thing. And I have my best friend in Philadelphia, Paul Eichelroth, that I speak to every day since the day we met each other in 1978. And he's an American, and I'm a Canadian. So there's no way that is other than a competition. You guys won. You won fair and square. We had opportunities to win that game. We did not close. We did not close like Marciano. You guys closed. You win, you get the championship. So you know what? We got to work harder at when we come back next time.
Right.
We got to make
years.
Think
That's
about
a long
it.
Way to wait.
Well, it's not that, Gordon. Hockey, okay, is a year thing. There's the World Championships, and you know what? A lot of people in Canada say we had the old guard on that team, and we left great players. Like in the Islanders have a fantastic young rookie. He's 18 years old, and we didn't bring him. We should have brought him with Celebrini. Okay, you know who I'm talking about,
right,
the defenseman, Schaefer.
Yeah.
If we would have brought Schaefer, you know, maybe one of those older guys, you know, okay, maybe the younger guy would have made mistakes, but he'd be ready for the next tournament. See, the way I look at it, the old guard goes, the new guard comes in. But hey,
yeah,
you know what?
Tony, I got to run.
Gordon,
I got to get the break
this.
Here. I got to get running here. I gave you a lot of time. In terms of the Canadians and the way that, you know, they built the team, they were right there. They had their opportunities. They had chances to score goals and in ways that was like unbelievable that they didn't score. So at the end of the day, the U.S. takes the gold medal, and it was an incredible event. Whether or not it has any carryover, we shall see. I don't believe that it will, but that's up to the young fan. You know, like, you're not going to convince the people who have been through this or remember 1980. Like, if there was ever a moment that was going to win over people, to give hockey more of a chance, the beauty of hockey is they have their diehard fan base. But unfortunately, it's very hard to get that diehard outside of the playoffs. When the playoffs roll around, the casual fan checks it out and watches it. And maybe that will be a way to figure out a way to get that intensity into the regular season for fans. Maybe that's the way. But as great as this performance was, and it was as great a game as you could have, I don't think that in a week from now, people are going to be saying, hey, you know what? I'm sold, and I'm going to start watching hockey more regularly, or I'm going to be this fan or that fan or whatever. Jack Hughes, I don't think that after this initial wave kind of fades, I know that the Devils' tickets for their next game jumped up a whole bunch. And look, for Jack Hughes, that'll certainly be the case, and maybe that will lead to something a little bit more than what they've done ordinarily in terms of tickets. But in terms of actually growing the game, I think that these things have a very short shelf life, but it was amazing to watch in the moment.